The Gutsy Leadership System, featuring Marisa Santoro. I am Angelina Milius, and this program will give you powerful insight into Marisa Santoro's Gutsy Leadership programs. Even more important is how these tools can help you to get outside your comfort zone, consistently raise the bar, moving to new levels of success in your life, which until now you probably only imagined or tossed aside as impossible. Marisa, tell us how you began to do what you do and in our shoes with the Gutsy Leadership System.
Thanks, Angelina. Well, it all started with a defining moment in my life. When I was swapping in and out of shoes, balancing the career, family, and home fronts on what literally felt like steroids. I wore the shoes of a Wall Street IT manager in an abrasive environment, a girl geek, if you will, immersed in a male-dominated field of technology, a survivor of multiple layoff cycles during two very desperate periods in the rocky financial services industry, and all this while I was losing my father in hospice care. Soon after, I had just begun my divorce, and I was also slipping into the single mom shoes for the first time. So as you can imagine, it was probably the most pressure I have ever felt in my life. I felt very stuck and had a lot of anxiety around, keeping my job, shouldering everything now as a single mom, and so much more. And I just didn't know what to do to get out of fear mode. And I also knew I didn't want to downsize and uproot my kids. So one day I was speaking to a good friend, my former director, who was always an amazing mentor to me. And he had just been laid off, as well as everyone else around me. And he was concerned that I was going to be let go next, and that I should start looking for a new job as soon as possible, especially with my given, new situation at home. He had had a string of recruiters waiting to speak with me, and he basically was just like asking all the time what I was going to do. And I said, I just didn't know. I didn't have an answer, but I knew I was going to get out of feeling this way fast and was not going to act in fear, and made a commitment that day to myself. I turned to the one approach I had continued to put into play throughout on the work front, and that was having an assertive, gutsy attitude. Just leading with my gut and stepping up without fear of failure. I repackaged myself, reinvented myself, and took on more challenging roles, giving me access to new leadership opportunities. I was eventually promoted several times. I rose to executive status. I was given more access to career opportunities I never would have received had I not changed my attitude and mindset about where I was headed. Even on the personal front, I wasn't settling as well. I got full-time childcare. I made renovations in my house. I changed everything in my life to match how I wanted to feel on every front. If I wanted to feel empowered at work, I took on projects that would do that. If I wanted to feel like my home was my own and not, shared with my former spouse anymore, I took on projects that would make me feel that way as well. I got all the results in under a year. And it was at that time that I also began In Our Shoes and teaching others how they too can get the same results once they acknowledge all that they have to offer. Looking back now, I felt I really needed to put all the strategies, which had always worked for me, on overdrive to really keep my career going. And after the smoke cleared, I had stepped back and really high-fived myself for the first time. This wasn't a secret sauce. I had cracked the code several times on how to move ahead. And it didn't have to be stressful, and it didn't have to take long once I had put my mind to it and looked back at what I had accomplished. And mind you, I'm not a fan of looking back at the past to figure out why I did something or didn't do something to analyze it. I think that can really drag you down because you may have been a different person back then. Circumstances may have been different. However, if you focus on the positive, if you pull a mirror out and look at your little wins, what you find happening is that you shift to a different level and become very focused on what you want. I became end game oriented, that by hook or by crook, I would get what I needed and to feel the way I wanted to feel. And I figured out eventually that there are systems which could keep me raising my game and receiving the things that I needed.
Had you tried finding any other resources or groups to help?
Well, at that time, I had read lots of books and read information online, but somehow the information wasn't really applying to me. I felt buried in my own shoes, and the only thing I could find out was feel-good advice that really sounded great, but it didn't actually show me what to do. I was left with, okay, so now what? It felt like a lot of smoke and mirrors. Nowhere was this information available in just one place. And I was asked all the time, Marissa, how did you get to where you are so quickly, balancing everything, moving your career ahead, getting this new business off the ground? And the answer was that you just need the foundation. You need the value. You need to recognize your value. And then I would give them steps. I would give them one step at a time. I put this together just for myself so that I had a system just for me. So it was repeatable, verifiable, and I never felt powerless and lack of confidence or having fear again.
Marissa, can you give an example of the steps in the system so someone can get an idea of what process they have to get through to advance in their life, get unstuck, and be confident?
Absolutely. The key to this system and why it works so well universally across the board is that it's a building block. I don't believe in someone having to work hard and build something from scratch. These are the same steps that I go through with all of my students in private mentoring and my teleseminars, my self-study system. This is the roadmap of how I have personally gotten to where I want to be and where I am today in my life, my career, and where I would like you to be. So the first step in the program is self-promotion. And this is about knowing your worth, really knowing your worth and owning it. The results from that step alone is taking one major step, owning your skills, recognizing your value. And the reason why this is the first step is because it's the springboard towards everything else you are aiming to do, all grounded by your self-worth. The second step, step two, is your dialogue, really owning the part to get the part that you want. And the results of that step is finding your voice. This is your true voice, not the voice that, you know, we may be emulating from someone else or the voice that you think others want to hear. This is about your internal and your external thoughts and the stories happening in your mind, that dialogue, your inner game, syncing it up with your external dialogue that others can hear, your communication. The next step, step three, is negotiation. Asking for what you want throughout your life, throughout your career, even if you're just taking baby steps, learning how to cut deals with people subtly or formal ones, but ultimately pulling yourself into the future, your end game, the goals that you have. Step four is thought leadership. Going from what I like to call worker bee to big picture thinker. And the result of that step is leading as a key player in your life, in your business, in every front of, you know, area you could think of. Packaging all that you do from the value that you've already, discovered and pulled out back in step one and leveraging it to advance to a new level, getting outside your comfort zone. Before this step, everything else, you were nesting. This is really where, you've gone through that discovery. You've looked in the mirror. We've pulled out all of the value that you have. And now you're really just ready to take flight and stretch your wings. And the last step, step five, is so, so important. This is your pipeline, growing your pipeline. This is your village that results in a support network, which you can lean on, not just for present, but also for future. Because you're not a one-woman show or one-man island anymore, right? This is bigger than just you. You are instituting change, which will affect others, and they will in turn have an effect on you. And what happens is that like-minded people flock together, right? The know, like, and trust factor that gets people gathered together, networking together, and consistently relying on each other for support. So really extending yourself to growing your own whether it be a professional village, doesn't have to be only work related, but growing your own personal pipeline.
Well, this is really powerful. To find out more, how would someone proceed to get going with some of these programs?
The first thing you should do, if you haven't already, is to sign up for the newsletter. And it's on the website, gutsyleadershipmoves.com. And there you will receive regularly my gutsy strategies on how you can consistently take on more in your life, seeing change. The second thing you can do is send an email to info@inourshoes.com. That's info@inourshoes.com. And just ask to set up a get acquainted call and I'll see if I can help. Ultimately, you just want to be shown how to do all of this once in one area so that you can do it on your own later consistently in other areas. And you know what? If you're not ready to get out there, I totally get it. For some, this could be a really big step just to ask for support. So that's why we have a self-study program focusing on the core system, the confidence, the communication that I spoke of earlier, the foundation that you need to get anywhere, which offers a great overview with templates, scripts, examples, assignments, accountability prompts by email. This will really help you create results quickly as well. Thank you for listening. Now let's dig into these steps.